We need water to live. Too much water, though, may kill us. We need water for plants and for animals, but yet too much water, even covering the earth, can cause destruction and devastation. We read in Scripture that the Holy Spirit moved across water in creation. Through water, God led the people of Israel out of bondage in Egypt and into freedom in the Promised Land. And it is by water that we are made a new creation in holy baptism. Today we read about the story of Jesus' own baptism, this story coming from the Gospel of Mark. In this, Jesus comes with the throngs out to hear this man who is preaching in the desert. John the Baptist, much like water, was anything but ordinary. John the Baptist, as the son of Zechariah, could have, in fact, and was expected to, go into the service of a priest in the temple. He should have been covered in gold, in the finest clothing possible, surrounded by incense and eating lavish food because that was his station in life. Yet he tossed all of this aside, got rid of it all, and wore camel's hair and leather belts, ate the basest of foods out in the desert. John was anything but ordinary because he was aligning his life with something not of this world. We are called, my brothers and sisters, in holy baptism to be anything but ordinary. We are called to be something different, unique, holy, that new creation that we are told we are when this water comes across us. We have the opportunity in baptism to place our faith into something different, special, and unique, so that we are no longer a part of this ordinary world, but yet aligned with something that is far beyond and far better than anything that this broken and hurting world could offer us. My brothers and sisters, far too many times we put our faith not in the waters of baptism, not in the goodness of God. We put our faith in other humans, in the materialism of this world. Humans can let us down. This world can be lost to corruption, to rust, to moth, as even Jesus has told us in the parables. We can do better, be better, by being this new creation, by aligning our faith, by aligning ourselves, by aligning all that we think and say and do to the goodness of God. I really struggled this past week with what to say here today. All of us are anxious. All of us are concerned about the world. All of us are concerned about our nation, and rightfully so. There are many things for us to be concerned about. However, if our first concern is aligning ourselves with what is good, what is right, and what is true, with throwing aside the materialism of this world, wanting less of power and more of justice, wanting less of being right and more of righteousness, this world can be transformed. We can let this water of baptism flow across us yet again, flow across this world, and transform us all into a place of peace, of love, of justice, and of mercy. I'm very concerned for our world. But I know that there is the solution to all of this enmity and violence. We have the opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to remember again our call in baptism, to be the people that God needs us to be in this broken world. Here in a few moments, we're going to go through the baptismal covenant, and we're going to make those promises, those things that set us aside and apart from this world, those things that transform us so that we can transform the world. We are called to be anything but ordinary. There's too much common in this world. There's too much brokenness. There's too much desire to be right above all else. There's too much desire for power. We serve the one who is all-powerful. Why do we think that we need more? Why do we think that we can do anything apart from Christ? I've prayed a lot for my country this week, and I know that so many of you have as well. Our leaders can many times let us down. We've seen that this week, with people on both sides of the political spectrum diminishing what it means to actually be an American, to be a Christian, to be a decent human being. This has caused the delight of some and the dismay of others. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This new creation that we can and must become for the sake of Him who came and died for us. We can do better. We must do better. We must love extravagantly because that's what Christ did for us. We must be the people that God needs in this broken and hurting world. Remember your baptism. Remember the transformation that you took upon yourself or promised for those for whom you raised. That a new and amazing creation can come out of something that is old and broken. We are new. We are made new by this beautiful water. You are called to be anything but ordinary. Never settle for a world that is common. Amen.